This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul the Apostle is jumping into the pool, if you will, concerning this issue of the Antichrist, the Second Coming, and all of this stuff, and that really is the titillating stuff of Hollywood movies. We're going to begin in verse 5 today. Paul says, "Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Now you know what is restraining him, to the end that he may be revealed in his own season. For the mystery of lawlessness already works. Only there is one who restrains now until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will kill with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the manifestation of his coming." Now, Paul here says that this work is already going on. Let's read it in Paul's own words, at least the Living Bible's version of this, where Paul says, "Don't you remember that I told you this when I was with you? And you know what is keeping him from being here already. For he can come only when the time is ready. As for the work this man of rebellion and hell will do when he comes, it is already going on. But he himself will not come until the one who is holding him back steps out of the way. Then this wicked one will appear, whom the Lord Jesus will burn up with the breath of his mouth and destroy by his presence when he returns." So again, the work is already going on according to the text, and we can kind of read this as the mystery of the lawlessness is already at work. Paul is using the word mystery for something that, well, no one can really discover, but which God will reveal. God knows. The mystery of lawlessness, then, is this hidden and subtle underlying force from which all sin springs. Civilization has a veneer of decency about it, doesn't it? You know, through stuff like law enforcement and education, science and reason. And I know we're often horrified by criminal acts, yet we see the real horror of complete lawlessness, or we will see it in those end days. This is going to happen when the restraining forces are completely removed. Now, why would God allow that to happen? Well, ultimately, to show men and nations what their own sinfulness is really, and what it really looks like, and to show them by bitter experience what true alternative to the Lordship of Christ is. Paul here, he's telling the believers in Thessalonica something that wasn't new. It wasn't new then, and it's certainly not new now. Paul was reminding them of what he'd already taught them. But you see, their hearts had become troubled, and they were troubled just like today, wherein the events around them had begun to kind of make their knees weak, make them doubt, make them become consumed with these events. Paul says something here that's quite interesting, and again, certainly is pertinent to us as believers today. He says that there is something restraining, or you could say holding back, these events from occurring, and that once God is ready, this blockade will be removed. Now, you need to know tonight that, or today, that nothing other than the Holy Spirit of God could fulfill such a role. Now, that doesn't mean that the world will be void of the Holy Spirit when this comes to pass, and as these events continue forward, that somehow there's no Holy Spirit. It means the Holy Spirit will, at that point, at the direct of God, will step away from blocking these events and let mankind march forward into the abyss that he has desired, really, for centuries. Today, the Holy Spirit is still, however, magnificently in action. Therefore, gang, this is our day. A time when we can still work for the kingdom, and we can still reach out for the souls of men. We are reminded of the sure outcome of all these events. It says the Lord will kill with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the manifestation of his coming. That's a graphic language. And in it, we are assured that Satan, the Antichrist, will come to an end. Everything will be consumed. And in the details of these events, we can also become consumed, or we can be consumed with the kingdom pursuits in light of these events. Look, today, we as Christians can be so wrapped up in ourselves, wrapped up in our own desires and our own pursuits, that the passing into eternity is going to be nothing more than the weeping and gnashing of teeth, like the Bible says. And anyone who is even a rudimentary awareness of what's going on around them knows that, as the Bible says, the love of many has grown cold, quote unquote. Maybe it's we don't believe any of it. For many of it, it's just all too Hollywood, and for many of us, we're just not swallowing it. But for many of us, the problem is we just don't care.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.